NFL film senior producer and Eagles game plan analyst Greg Cosell. Greg, when you look at young quarterbacks, what is typically the biggest jump from year one to year two? In what phase of the game?
Every quarterback's a little different. We know that Carson needs some mechanical work, which ideally helps his accuracy and his ball placement become more consistent and better. But I think the thing that I would probably point to the most is the ability to eliminate what's not there quicker and to isolate what is there quicker. Because if you sit on where it shouldn't go for even half a beat too long, the defense wins.
When you're looking at it from an Eagles standpoint, is there something that you know, okay, I need to force the issue and make sure I do this for Carson Wentz in the short term and long term going into this offseason? Or I just want to collect the best players. I want to continue to build talent around him regardless of side of the ball. And you know, are you going to turn down one position over another just to make sure he impacts Carson Wentz? Or is it more get the best players in the building?
I personally believe that when you have a young quarterback, and particularly a young quarterback who is not afraid to turn it loose, you must address the wide receiver position. You must get wide receivers. Because the last thing you want to do is take away that instinct to turn a loose. And when quarterbacks don't feel comfortable, they don't throw the ball. You have a young quarterback who already has it in his DNA that he's a turn a loose guy. And you know, once in a while, he's going to turn it loose and it's going to be picked. I would rather have that guy than the guy who doesn't do that. Because in this league, you're going to have to turn it loose.